you have decided to catch up on the Kennedy Malloy Drive Show. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello, Australia, and welcome to the big Friday. Bang! Here we go!
Is it Friday already? Friday, I didn't even notice, Mick.
I love it. Yeah, been a long week.
A little bit of a long week.
We got to the end of it, that's all I'm saying.
It's going to be ripper.
We have chock-a-block today with top line guests. Can I name a couple?
Go ahead.
Charlie Pickering.
Excellent.
Always friend of the show.
Yes.
Always great. Isha Gua.
Oh, she's a friend of the show and yours.
The Women's T20 World Cup is on right now. Australia on the ropes. Got to get cracking.
Need to pull
the finger out. India in. We'll talk to Isha about
that. She's the best at her game. She's great. And Russell Howcroft's coming in as well because we've got some big news. We're going to tell you a little bit more. We were talking about we've got an ad coming up on Triple M.
I want to pick his brains.
Yeah, we're going to pick his brains to see what he might want to do.
He wants to do. Cloud of the Week is up and running.
Exactly. Song Whisperer is, people are loving the Song Whisperer. It's hard. And yet, people still getting it.
They're getting it.
And we've got an update on the Kennedy Malloy candle.
Oh,
we're going ahead with this, aren't we?
Yeah, it's looking very, very positive.
We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. All that and so much more on today's show. Welcome to the Big Friday edition.
Thank you.
Now, did you say this is the last time we're in this studio?
Well, no. So as of the end of the show tonight, they're going to pull this studio apart. All the buttons that I push are completely gone and brand new. So when we walk in on Monday...
What about the dump button? Will the dump button still be here? That's the only one
I care about.
We'll still have a 10-second buffer in case you say
something. So does that mean I'll be able to use a computer without trying to pull things because I can't reach things?
I'm not sure what happens at that side of where...
Does the bar go in?
I don't know whether that happens over the weekend or not.
I wonder if it's this weekend, our bar, because we're getting a bar.
Well, I know all the technical stuff arrives over the weekend.
But hang on, the important things. Excuse
me, your stupid buttons.
Come on. Button's a button.
Where's your button?
Yeah.
The button's a button.
But we've got engineers.
Are you in training or something? Or
we have to. Well, we've got...
Because you barely scrape by anyway.
How dare you? I've been using this same panel, which is the board that I use, for the last 17 years.
17?
So you've got to remember, this is like playing a piano or like using a key. No, I'm saying...
Here come the excuses.
That's what I'm thinking. That's why you keep bringing it up. So Monday, when we're off
air. But you use a keyboard your Word document. So imagine you start pulling keys out of your keyboard that you're just used to pushing all the time. So that's what it's going to be.
You said to me,
imagine you're a professional.
Well, no, that's right. You've said you're not going to do any work, you don't do anything now.
Well, no, I'm saying
you have to press a button.
Well, I do still have to press buttons, not as many though.
What you're saying is literally a monkey could do.
As you're saying,
like
you're
Homer Simpson,
not required.
Where's the any key? That's
you've been superseded.
No, I'll still be required to be in here. And
Well, I know we'll still need voices, won't we?
That's true.
Are you a little bit out of breath?
For God's sake. It's modern
people
era.
People saw you walking to work, like at 3:30.
Would you call me? I mean, I think it's fair to say, and I don't mean to overstate it, but I'm a giant of the industry. And
he walked in, he goes, I am a giant of the industry and I've had to walk into work today.
So the town is upside down. Right. There's a couple of major accidents. I pretty much, instead of a driver, needed a Sherpa today to get to
You got gridlocked.
Oh.
Time was ticking.
At the end, I just went, bugger this. I've got to go.
Did you say it sweetly? Yeah.
You would have been cool, calm, and collected.
A bit of door slamming, to be honest.
Can you imagine?
A bit of a rough thing. As I stalked off up the road. But as I'm crossing the biggest major intersection close to us, it's America before. People drive past, winding down the window, going, better get there, Mickey.
Oh, my God, I wish I was there.
There's like eight lanes of traffic.
You need a lift.
Yeah.
So
funny.
I was getting heckled by our audience 20 minutes ago
on my way to the studio. You missed the drama, though, what's happened here.
What's happened to you?
Well, you know how we've got the Triple M ad.
Which we're going to talk about. Russell Howcroft is going to be in. Because he's an ad genius.
He's an ad genius
and he knows
what... Let's not overstate it.
Well, he's
he knows what he's doing very much.
He's a giant
so.
Of the advertising industry.
Yeah. He is.
We're going to see what he thinks should be done. We're going to ask you, the listening audience of Kennedy Malloy, wherever you are around the big brown land, what you think the Triple M...
Well, the Triple M ad's coming out on Sunday.
Yeah,
coming out Sunday during maths.
During Married at First Sight, which... We'll get to that. Now, you've got a new ad, a promo, have you, coming up on Front Bar? That's your show starting soon.
Well, so actually, yes. Funny you should mention that. There's her promo tonight for
Now, I believe you're going to drop a bombshell.
What?
Gina, no, I'm sorry. Did I'm not supposed to
What's
say
happening?
That?
I'm just saying there's a promo for Front Bar tonight.
What bombshell? God.
When's it going to air?
Hang on.
During the State of Origin bushfire fundraiser.
Oh, yes, this week football match.
Right. You'll see a promo about a
What's kind of bombshell?
A change of
personnel.
Well, I don't want to say.
Are you still on it?
What's happened? Where's Andy Marr?
I'd be very nervous if I was Andy.
Have you got it?
Well, mate, I don't. That's not for me to say. I'm just saying, have a listen. There'll be some big news coming down the pike tonight.
That sounds very juicy.
It's going to be great.
Stick around for that.
Bigger and better than ever before.
My God.
Do
you want to say it's me now? Can you do one of...
We'd love to have you on. Would you come on as a guest?
Of course I would.
Come on and talk D's. Stupid husband won't. I've asked him 5 times.
Well, I will. And if my stupid husband won't.
Would you come on?
I will. Sure.
Do it.
And would you tidy up afterwards?
It's Friday. You know how I feel like? I feel like Jacinda Ardern and Scott Morrison and the two of us are together.
That was a cracking press conference, by the way.
I say, hey, we got a big show to get started. Let's get cracking, Dave.
Yep, Clown of the Week. And you can get involved too, Clown of the Week. 133353 right after this.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
There are many contenders.
Shove a sock down a throat.
Defecating on streets.
He's gone to sleep.
But it can't always be this guy.
Knock, knock. May I come in?
Who will be...
Clown, the complete clown.
Clown of the week.
Sellmycar.com.au. Cash for your car. Fast.
What happened there?
Wrong.
It was like dead air there for about a
second.
It was not
dead air. The song, that we, what we called in the business, a cold end of a song. So you let it finish.
Who made that up? A cold... Oh, because it just...
Hard end, bang. And you're supposed to be all over it. That's your job.
I was all over it.
You had a mouthful of...
Red velvet. Honey, delicious too, Jane.
Jane's brought in cupcakes, everyone.
Amazing.
It's kind of like a Rashad test. She's working out who takes what.
They're a selection of so many different ones, and it's very telling which one people are choosing. You chose a very plain vanilla one, which sums you up. Mike? Mickey? Mickey.
Mickey. It also tells you a lot about you as to how many you choose. Hey, it's Clown of the Week.
Yes.
Let's get straight into it.
I think this is probably one of the biggest stories of the week, and I'm talking baboons. Because it was a very odd sight to see baboons walking around a car park in the middle of Sydney. I think we've got the news
story. It's a sign of the apocalypse.
It is a sign of the apocalypse.
The baboon, now nicknamed Houdini, has had his vasectomy performed. He's said to be sleeping and resting after the surgery, probably a little bit bewildered.
Okay, first of all, the baboon's 15, so he hasn't all of a sudden been named Houdini, so I'm going to clown that news radar. What? Houdini now?
He's had the snip at 15. Why do they give him the snip? Why is it important that the baboon gets the snip?
Because human beings decided that they were superior to the baboons and made the decision for him to not let him have fun anymore with his two wives.
He's got two wives who accompanied him to the hospital.
They did to calm him down.
And they've done a runner.
I don't like the whole thing. I don't like the whole picture. I don't like they're using these animals to do diabetes tests and whatever and the rest.
They should be in a jungle.
They should be in
bugs
a jungle
out of each other's
in Borneo or Africa. Don't like it.
Very well said. We go with you. Let's take a call. Andrew's on the line. Andrew, who would you like to clown? Hello.
Dangerous Dave wants to... Here we go. It's already started.
Hello, Andrew.
Not me, I swear to God.
The new system hasn't even been put in yet.
Yeah, when he was visiting India.
Trump.
Trump, yeah, Donald Trump.
Oh, and what about his visit?
Yeah, he was speaking to the people of India. And he was naming the cricket players.
He couldn't name them.
And I thought he was naming an Asian player. And I'm like, what?
We've got it here for you. Let's have a listen.
Yeah.
This is the country where your people cheer on some of the world's greatest cricket players, from Sachin Tendulkar to Virat Kohli.
It's a bit like Yeah, you're going.
Yeah, no, but I knew after that, I'm like, oh, wait, he's wanting to say Sachin Tendulkar. I'm like...
He did. We got there. Andrew, well done. Prize for you, Andrew, for delivering that.
Case of Brick Lane coming your way.
Case of Brick Lane. You want the lager or the pale ale?
I'll go the lager.
Good on you, mate. You're a good man.
I like the fact, too, when Trump entered the stadium, they played Macho Man.
Oh, we got that?
Yeah, we got that.
A Make America Great Again rally, India style. They even blasted Macho Man before the president took the stage, and when he did, a show of affection for India's prime minister.
Namaste, Trump.
Namaste. Namaste.
Ah, you idiot. Do you know what he said?
Sachin Tendulkar.
It almost sounded like the Asian airline pilot.
You know what? Yeah. It's exactly what it made me. Way too low.
Can we get him? Can we get it out? Oh, you're not confident today at all.
No, I just got to remember what it was called. That's all. We've had like 10,000
pieces. It's called Korean pilots. I'm guessing. Korean
pilots. Couldn't be hard, would it?
Yeah, we'll go to the next bit.
Okay, who else do you want to...
All right, what about...
What about the drunk, the Uber passenger in Sydney?
Oh, what a jerk.
This guy is... This is criminal behaviour, by the way.
But we're not condoning it.
It's also clownish. Here he goes. He commandeers, having had a couple, the Uber.
Taking me all around Sydney. Doesn't know where the f*** he's going.
Pull over.
Just pull the f*** car over here, pull over.
Just trust me, come on.
I am the Uber driver now. Would you like a minty?
How did you let me do it? I've been drinking alcohol for 4 days.
Are you crazy or what, man? Huh? He's giving me directions on where to go.
And we're still not sure whether that was Carl or Peter Stefanovic, but we're fairly confident.
Did you want to hear the fake pilots?
Okay, yes, so just before, set them up.
It was an intern at a news station.
Yes, but people died in a point.
Oh, right.
We don't care about that detail. In a plane that went down, there was a rush, as there always is, to be the first to report the news, all the cable services, and so they, in this case, have gone to air half-cocked after an intern has played one of the great practical jokes of all time. See if you can pick it up.
Okay.
We have new information now also on the plane crash. KTVU has just learned the names of the 4 pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Too Low, Ho Li Fook, and Bang Ding Ao. The NTSB has confirmed these are the names of the pilots on board Flight 214 when it crashed.
Actually, it wasn't the names of the pilots.
You know, we were having this discussion the other day about things that are surefire that make us laugh every time.
I agree.
We mentioned that one, and we mentioned the Sound of Music grab too. Because that's one that never fails for me.
And only pointed out, I think in the last 5 years, I mean, that is a film that was, I think, released in 1964.
Yeah,
to be honest.
Sure.
But it was just one of the greatest lines that of all the great things that are in that, this one we love.
Maria, our abbey is not to be used as an escape. What is it you can't face?
Subtle yet self-assured.
Hey, we're going to take a break. 1-3-3-5-3. We'll come back.
Yeah. I've got some more up my sleeve too.
Many more.
All thanks to sellmycar.com.au.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to sellmycar.com.au.
Good on you, sell my car.
Fast.
The best in the business.
They are.
Why would you go anywhere else?
I don't know.
I don't have a car, but I'm going to get one and get them to sell it.
Okay.
Well, why'd you put it?
I might buy one off them.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I reckon they're so good, they could possibly sell your gets.
You reckon?
That's how good this mob are.
They're the best mob.
I should point out I walked to...
Yeah, well, that's why you need to get one for Sell My Car.
Walk to work and look at me.
Listen,
I am an elder statesman in this industry.
You're traumatised. I just love the fact people were beeping.
Yeah. Miggy! Baby, late, Miggy! Hurry up, Miggy!
You're cutting it pretty fine, too.
Chop, chop, Miggy!
Yeah, you were.
We're idiots.
Hey, I'd been in for hours.
Oh.
I know. I want to clown you.
Why?
Oh, because, you know, it must be so difficult to get these 3 women together. But I'm clowning you for getting Greta Thunberg and Malala.
Malala.
Clown you again for saying Malalia. That really bugged my daughter too. She's going, Mum, does he know it's not Malalia? It's Malala.
Malalia.
And Naomi, the new conservative Greta. Yeah.
She's fantastic.
She's from
Germany.
Anti-Greta.
Yeah. The
anti-Greta.
The forces of the right wing
But you wanted them all at the one time on the phone.
I thought it'd be interesting to speak to them all because they've seen them in the conference room. And we got it organised. Have a listen. Greta Thunberg, are you there?
Yes, I am, Michael.
How are you going with your new friend Malalia?
Malala.
It's Malala. We had some laughs, sure, Malala and I.
What did you have a laugh about?
We discussed married at first sight. You don't want to talk to Malala?
Apparently I do. Hello, Malalia. Are you there?
Hello, Michael. We're worried that Ed Cavalli will be off Dancing with the Stars.
Off Dancing with the Stars.
We're voting for him.
Is Naomi there? Can I speak to Naomi?
Oh, good talk.
Well, let me just start from with the big ones, Naomi. You're from Germany. Were The Von Trapp family's Nazis.
No, I don't want to talk about that.
Can you put Malalia back on, please? Can you please put Malalia back on?
Hello, Michael.
Come on.
We are very cross with this German girl who's jumped on board and hang on, I'll put on. A Wiedersehen, Michael.
A Wiedersehen. Wow, it was all happening.
That sounded very stressful for those three girls. Yeah. I don't know nice. How they all were in the same room
Naomi?
Together.
Naomi? Yeah. Malalia?
Malala. And Greta. Okay, I've got one. I'll tell you who I wanted clown is Married at First Sight for quite a few reasons.
So you are I don't want to say a fan of the show, but you used to watch it. Car Crash TV, you used to watch it. You were there.
I was.
What's happening this year?
Well, first, this year is Jump the Shark. They definitely have with a terrible storyline involving a dreadful thing that a guy did to his wife who did cheat on him. Hey, they've only been married for 3 weeks and that's not real marriage, right?
True.
He got the toothbrush.
Are they not married? Toothbrush.
No.
They're not actually married.
We won't distract ourselves from the evil act that this guy did.
Okay.
She had a sort of an affair, which is probably planned anyway. He, for 5 days, used her toothbrush to clean the toilet. It's just so disgusting. Honestly, it's disgusting. Mm. And she, I think, used her toothbrush. I mean, that is just jump the shark. I think people will turn off in droves now. That's not on.
You're very specific when it comes to toiletry behaviour.
I'm sorry. That's the worst thing you can do. That's disgraceful.
That's boarding school 101.
Well, not to a grown-up people and talk about it on the television in a top-rating show.
You know, it's the old apocryphal story. I'm not sure if it actually happened or not, but it has been told as true. Mm. It could be an urban myth, but was the guy had his house broken into and all his stuff was stolen and then afterwards, about 2 weeks later, he went and got his film developed from his camera.
Yeah.
And the, inside the film was one of the robbers with his toothbrush up his ass.
Yeah. Oh, no kidding.
Good afternoon, everyone. Yeah. Kids in the car. That's what I mean.
Good times.
Yes, but not, you know what? I'm really, I just think.
So you're not pleased about this
no,
at all?
No, and also, here's a storyline.
Hey, what did the marriage counsellors have to say about that?
You know what they said? They said something, they go, oh, my God, and that's all even before entree that comes out. and they're appalled, but you're the ones who...
Appalled.
They're not appalled. This is entertainment.
There's a producer going, act appalled.
Oh, my God. Appalled. Well, this is just another bit.
Those guys are they're the ones.
They're the villains.
Anyone. Yeah.
Not one person is suited to the other. There's no proper matchmaking
course,
at all.
Of course not.
And there was like, I know, we won't even play
the guy. No, I want to play the guy
all right.
Again. You're back on the toilet.
Steve.
Yeah, again, toilet humour. This is the guy who's got the runs.
Steve, are you awake? How are you feeling?
Oh, yeah, I'm not feeling great.
Okay.
Let's go to the bathroom, actually. Don't go in there, Michelle. Mate, that's as loose as this cup of tea.
I mean, seriously.
I hope they didn't use the toothbrush to clean this toilet. Do you know who he sounds like?
What?
Barjas. Excuse
I tell you, she doesn't sound very like...
Another shitload of
how you doing, Steve? I tell you what, I think I'd stay in the toilet and go back to bed with her.
I want to take a quick call.
Yeah, please.
Can we? We're Warren's on the line. G'day, Warren. Who do you want to clown?
I want to clown the betting agency. They got the start time wrong for the BPL Lawn Bowls competition. And, allowed the punters to get on an hour after the game already started.
You're joking.
What? Not at the fluctuating odds as the game goes on, but at the starting odds.
At the starting odds as if the game had not started.
This is the fine cotton scandal.
Wow, that is
of
a huge scandal.
Community.
I'm seeing Crackerjack 2 coming up.
Oh, here we go. And did they pay out?
They did. They paid out. Yes, it's on at Moama at the moment, but they've caught on now and got the start times right. So the games only went for an hour and 15 minutes, so you can get on up to an hour into the game.
Look, we all jump on. It's still going.
That is one of the great rorts of all time.
Well
thanks,
done, Warren.
Thanks, Moama, by the way. So we went up. A lot of the crackerjack came from Echuca, Moama.
Oh, is that right?
Because
It's
on the border, and on the Echuca side, there was no pokies.
Yeah.
So it literally was mums turning up like a canteen and making lunch for everyone. On the other side, I swear to God, you walk in, There is a life-size cutout at Glen Ridge. This is in my memo. Life-size cutouts of Glen Ridge at the front door, an indoor waterfall, and subcontractors all
so
over the
place. So it's a bit more showy.
Well, yeah. It's the difference between pokies money or not. Pokies money or not.
That was amazing. Anyway. Hey, we've run out of time.
We have.
We've got to go.
Yep. Yeah.
All right.
How about I give Warren from Newcastle a slab of
bread? That's a good idea. Well done. Thank you, Warren.
Well done, Warren.
You got that.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Alicia Healy goes big down the ground, full of confidence. That's gone. Alicia Healy steps back and admires the shot.
Looks to go big. The maximum. Is this Alicia Healy's night? Probably will go all the way. And that is 100 up for Australia, 101 for no loss.
That's skewed over backward point. The runs are flowing here at Marnie Cup.
The reverse comes out now. She's got to 50. She's ready to expand around the ground.
It is a comprehensive win to Australia by 86 runs over a team that they've never, ever played before in international cricket.
Cop that, Bangladesh. We always rise for the big ones, I say. The Women's T20 World Cup is up and running. Hey, Aussies, a bit of a rearguard action here, but we're no,
and an
we're
amazing
not a lock.
Squad that we've got.
It's a great squad. Yeah. We're not a lock. But what would I know? Why don't we speak to one of the great
Why
hosts
not?
Of the whole competition, Isha Gua. Hey, Isha, how are you?
Mick, Jane, very well, thank you. I'm actually at Canberra at the moment watching the Thailand-South Africa game. But, yeah, glorious day here. Big win for Australia yesterday.
If you are in Canberra, I just should point this out quickly. I am Canberra's favourite son. I was born in Canberra. If you say you know me, if you go into any restaurant or any bar and say, I know Mick Malloy, you'll
be copped. I'm not sure if you should say you know Mick Malloy when you go to any bar. You know Mick well.
That's my night out sorted.
Okay, so the only lock so far is the Indians who beat us in the first round. Obviously, we had trouble handling the spin. Has that been a long-term issue for the women or not?
I think potentially on subcontinent pitches, they do have a real threat in Poonam Yadav because she just bowls it so, so slow and can be quite deceptive, the leg spinner. So, yeah, it was a difficult one for Australia to have that game first up over at the Spotless where, you know, it does turn.
Yep.
But, you know, they've recovered really well from that. You know, jittery time against Sri Lanka in the run chase, but I think they're back to their best in that last game.
And what about Alicia Healy? Is she back? Because she has been struggling. She's been a giant for so long, and recent form, I think she was averaging 15 or something over the last six innings. But that was good to see her tonking it about again.
Yeah, stands up when it matters, Alicia Healy. Didn't have the best of try series, picked up a 50 in the first game, missed out against Sri Lanka, and then again, it was as if she was playing with so much freedom and just so much clarity of thought. It was just coming off the bat so easily. And it kind of reminded me of that 100 that she scored last year against Sri Lanka because everything was just so effortless. But, it's a big one for Australia when she's firing at the top.
Mm-hmm. And Australians have been embracing, of course, the women's cricket. It was and the opening clash between Australia and India at Sydney Stadium. I think they had a record crowd there. It must be a great feeling.
Yeah, to be honest, I was really surprised myself. I'd gone home for a couple of weeks, so I didn't kind of see all the buzz and the ramp up ahead of the World T20. But yeah, it was fantastic to see so many people turn out. And just announced today, 50,000 tickets have been sold.
Wow, that's amazing!
It's going to be fantastic.
Oh, it's a lot bigger game than it was. Then you were coming in off the short run and bowling your long hops for England.
Lucky you know Isha. Lucky you know him well.
Isha was, I wouldn't say you're the first one you'd pick on your side.
Oh, really? Yeah. She would be for me. Thanks very much. I think we all know you're one.
If I had to bowl at Alicia Healy right now, she would smash me for a
I don't know about that. Hey, look, there is some very exciting news.
Commentating.
I'm pretty excited too, but I love this, that Katy Perry's coming out as well. I think that's great. She's performing during the pre-game show and the post-game concert as part of the final celebrations, which happens to fall on International Women's Day, Isha.
Come on, guys. This is only the sideshow, Katy Perry.
Well, it's added fun for the family because that's what I love. I love the you know what I love? I love seeing dads taking daughters as well to these games. And, you know,
Less Katy Perry, more Elise Perry. Now, I've got a bone to pick with
you.
You you've been to town for the last 2 years commentating and you've never called, you've never looked me up, you've never once.
She's a happily married woman. She's happily married.
We're talking about that. And with Rich and Rich, you and Rich have never... they're wonderful couple.
We both messaged you.
You both messaged him?
You're not... Feels really disappointing.
Yeah, we both messaged him and he hasn't replied to us.
Oh, I've got a different phone number.
Oh, real? Oh my God. I won't apologise for him anymore. We love hearing you commentate. You're the best in the biz. It's,
I taught her. When
how do you get
Ish was just a young kid when she came to Triple M commentary. I took her under my wing and I told her what it was all about. Do you miss me and my epic calls?
He's taught me everything I know, Jane.
Oh, God. Don't take the cool out.
Thank you for your time. Who's your tip at this stage? We know India are in the last four. Who else? Who's going to make up the numbers? Come on, call it.
Okay, it's going to definitely Australia, although that's a big game against New Zealand on Monday.
It sure is.
India, obviously, England, and I'm going South Africa.
All right.
Okay.
There you have it. Good luck.
Well, I'm going to say Australia's going to win. So there you go.
Hey, Australia versus New Zealand.
That'll be
women's
amazing.
T20. Yeah. That would be a good opportunity for an underarm, wouldn't it?
My apologies again.
Keisha?
She's given the answer it deserves. Fresh air, mate.
No comment on that.
Good on you, Ish. Say hi to Rich for me, and we'll catch up soon.
Will do. Cheers, guys.
The T20 World Cup live and ad break free on Foxtel.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, the song Whisperer, he's not far away. Charlie Pickering in the second hour as well. A week in review and more. Love a Friday. Kennedy Malloy.
Especially on Triple M, this great network with such heritage value. I love being part of the House of M's.
You know I do too. It's the only radio station. Well, I've worked at one other that was AM. Yeah. This is the only FM station.
It's the only one
that
will still have me.
Yeah, I grew up listening to it.
But it's a real heritage and it stood for so much over the years. My favourite byline was rock, sport, comedy. You stick to that. They're the big guns.
That's what we stand for now,
and that's what we stand for. Well, I've seen a new advertising campaign, which opens on Sunday, and I'm a fan.
I'm a fan,
but
too.
I didn't see it coming.
and we've got to be very careful here because they want it to be a big surprise for everybody. It's a big reveal on Sunday.
They ruined their own surprise.
Well, that was...
They posted it.
Accident. Only 37 people saw it. There were a bit of lines crossed, I think, and it went out on YouTube, but was hold the presses.
Yeah.
Not ready to go out yet. We're trying to build anticipation for this because you will not pick it, people. You will not pick what people, it is all about.
And people, it's a conversation starter.
Sure.
I think
it's very well done.
What have we had in the past? Well, why don't we introduce our guest first? He's the Chief Creative Officer from Price Waterhouse. Russell Howcroft's on the line. How are you, Russell?
G'day, Mick. Hello, Jane.
Hi, Russell.
We always introduce you as a giant of the advertising industry. You've got your head around this stuff and campaigns. What are they trying to achieve? What are Triple M? Let's be honest, Triple M don't pump a lot of money into their campaign. You haven't seen the campaign, have you?
No. So you're on the telly, is that right?
It's on the telly this Sunday. During Married at First Sight, which is a good idea.
We
don't get many national campaigns. They kind of go to the other mob. What are you expecting? What do you need to see?
What do you predict?
What do you want from your Triple M advertising?
So obviously Sunday night, MAFT.
Yeah.
Excellent. That's a great place to be.
It is. How much would that cost, by the way?
A lot of money. It's appointment viewing. So it's called the cost per thousand, Jane. So how much am I going to pay as an advertiser per thousand viewers?
Yep.
So you're probably paying, I don't know, I'm going to guess.
Yeah, but heaps.
$30 per thousand.
Mm. Yeah. Well, last year it was just me out the front of the building in a sandwich board. So we've come a long
way. It's a big call.
Who's our audience? Who are we trying to reach?
This is the great thing about television, of course, mass audience. So you're going to get over a million people going to see it.
Yeah.
And then they're going to see, well, by the sounds of it, something new and interesting and creative. So that's awesome news. I'm obviously thinking, I'm wondering, so thinking about Uber and what Uber did with the tennis. Right.
Very good, wasn't it?
So Uber did a brilliant job. That's called, integration in the biz.
Yeah.
But you're integrating your brand into.
So let's see a Kardashian maybe in now, Triple M.
Maybe.
That'd be a good way for us to go is to.
It could be Mick and I with a Kardashian.
Pulling from some celebrity mates. Put it this way.
Well,
I thought
the integration would be the talent of Triple M. Yes. Being a surprise on MAFS. So there might be some sort of...
Intruders. Intruders.
me and Jane get some marriage counselling.
I was imagining, counseling.
Or we become the counsellors.
That would be good. The marriage counsellors from MAFS have to come and do some work on me and Jane.
Oh, I was more interested in, you know, like you guys actually being a surprise person, you know, that someone gets married to. I thought to get all the...
What if me and Jane get married?
Well, that, then the ratings will really go down the toilet from there.
So that's, do you know what? That's sound thinking, Russell.
That's
sound thinking. That's where you go. Can I just say you straight off the bat, not only are you wrong, it's completely and utterly. Put it this way, there's no one from the network in it. There, have I said too much?
No, it's, and you know what? It makes you smile.
Yeah.
Right.
No, well, it makes you scratch your head.
You don't see it coming, do you?
You don't see it. It makes you well, and then you go, what were they on? Who's on the
MNT? That's the major thing, I think. What were they on when they made
this? Well, this is very good because, see, what radio stations always do is they always sell their talent. That's like, that's radio advertising 101, right? So if Triple M isn't using its talent, it's just doing classic brand advertising, which I'm going to say you haven't done since 2000 and I'm going to say 5.
Okay.
Peter Harvey was in charge.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. The great Peter Harvey.
George Patterson, I was running George Patterson. We had your business. And I'd go down there, I'd show Peter all these fabulous ideas, and he'd say, you don't get it, Russell. You don't get it.
People might think that when they see this ad, but it's really actually, it's
would you
I really
say,
like
would
it.
Would you say it's up there with me and my underpants on a billboard as an underpants model? Where do you think it sits in the... What about Barry, our monkey who chose the music? Where do you think it sits? Because we've tried a few different things
Russell,
on the journey.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
This is something we thank you for your expertise
yes,
on that
always,
subject.
We
but
do, yeah.
there's been a very controversial golf game that happened over the summer holidays.
Oh.
And you were involved.
Oh, Jane.
Andy Lee was involved. Jane. Sam Pang, quite a few.
Yeah.
Rob Sitch was involved.
He was.
And
this is unbelievable.
Everybody was very, very distressed, concerned. I don't even know the adjectives to use because Mick won the tournament. And I've never felt such bad blood in the room.
It
was not a popular win. But just to let you know that you played in that infamous golf game, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I did. And you may or may not recall that my score was so embarrassing that the host of the evening didn't even read out what I got.
Russell,
that may be fair, but there's one other point. You were actually Mick's marker, I believe, and signed his golf card, and there is a conspiracy theory are you and Mick, working
don't
on some business together? There's
interesting.
Thank you for your time, Russell.
All right, I'm getting off
We really appreciate it. Tune into MAFS and have a look at the end. We look forward to speaking to you after the event.
Yeah.
Righto, I look forward to it.
Thanks, Russell.
Okay, 133353. If you think you've got a good campaign for Triple M, give us a call
now.
Yeah, that's a good idea. We'll see how you fare with our own model.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
That's Charlie Pickering coming up in the second hour.
Always fun to have a chat with Charlie, especially on a Friday. You'll probably talk him into a rosé. You can on a Friday.
A Chardonnay or rosé, something
Chardonnay,
like that.
You usually get him.
We were just asking people for ideas everything. In fact, Russell suggested we go into MAFS. That is what the idea for
We're on in MAFS. We should do something with the MAFS. Imagine us sitting in front of the judges or something. Those are very good call. It'll be one off, though. I think this ad's designed to go.
One off, yeah. To make impact. Grinner's on the line.
I don't know what this ad's designed.
Greener, what's your thoughts on that?
That if Mick's standing at the altar and he gets stood up by the girl and Jane's consoling him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would be there to console you.
And sets me up with one of her friends. Hello, Greener.
That's a slow burner.
All right, thanks, Greener. Wazza.
Wazza.
Greener and Wazza.
Hello.
You got an idea for an ad for Triple M?
Yeah, I think Mickey should be playing the old Triple M riff on the cowbell.
Oh,
what's the riff? What's the Triple M?
Teeny bit of a Dylan.
You know the one, Dr. Dan.
Yeah.
Someone's taking my drumstick.
We'll just play it with a pen.
That's terrible. Who took my drumstick?
Oh, who cares?
Who's been sitting in my chair?
They've been doing a lot of work in here. Don't worry. There's bigger things to worry about.
I've got two cowbells and no drumstick.
Eddie McGuire's been sitting in that seat, so he might have plugged it.
First world problems, mate. Just chill. Thank you, Wazza.
He's a thief.
Let's give Wazza some beer.
Yeah, yeah. Case of Brick Lane coming your way, Wazza.
Great right idea. Okay, we'll be on with the Song Whisperer now.
Let's do it. All right, Song Whisperer. Yeah, right. You got the theme? Just make sure.
This is a debacle.
You're on the Xanax today or something. What are you
doing? 100
Hello.
Things behind
Speak to me.
Here.
Hello.
I'm listening to you. I was just talking to Wazza.
It's
had
like
to
we're
up.
On delay, but you're only 3 metres from
I've
me.
Only got two hands to push buttons. I can't
so what's changed overnight?
Well, because I had to hang up on Wazza.
The Song Whisperer wants to speak now. Go.
Oh, my God.
Does he have his theme yet?
Oh, for you. Good man. He almost didn't have the Song Whisperer's mic on.
It's on.
Now
it's Friday. Go and have a light. Your big day on Monday. It's a whole new system.
Can you imagine?
All right. What do you got?
This is a song about a thin, fresh-faced young man who embarks on a life as a blue-eyed, blonde-haired woman. This new life is alluring and captivating for the men she encounters. Her new persona serves as her emotional protection and her salvation.
Mm. I think it...
Yes?
What did I say? Take a walk on the wild side, Lou Reed.
Oof, not Lou Reed.
You think you're a man. You're only a boy. Bang. Mickey.
Not Mickey.
Man.
Not correct.
Wow. Okay, we're wrong.
No more picks.
So
no
don't
picks.
Ring up with those answers.
1-3-3-5-3 Yeah. It's a gender bending, song whispering bonanza.
Very funky Friday.
Today.
Two tickets to go see Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer
That's
this November.
Great.
That's
going to
be a big concert.
Oh, it's going to be massive.
Why can't we play a Weezer? We should play a Weezer.
We do play Weezer.
Well, I'd like to hear it more.
All right. All right, don't complain.
Let's hear the version they did for us.
We played them heaps of times this week,
forget
even.
It. If you want to be like that, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Dave.
Okay. Charlie Pickering's next.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
And it's going to be a cracker. Coming up, Week in Review. I love it, where they get all my bits...
Oh, you're
week.
you're still persisting with this.
And
you don't get tired of it. I don't get tired of
what
it.
What else we got?
The Song Whisperer. We're going to, everybody, your calls are very interesting.
They're going off. It's a head scratcher, this one.
Yes, very, very good. Lots more.
A candle update. We might have a candle update. We might be making a
Kennedy Molloy candle, thanks to Gwyneth and her ideas.
I'm pushing for urinal cake.
I think that's a good
one. I just think it's a great scent.
I do too. And Twisties Denkarub is also up there.
Okay. We'll take your calls, we'll take your treats, but let's start at the top with this bloke.
Last time we caught up with Charlie Pickering, he was navigating his way around some tricky garlic-infused romancing.
We went to a French restaurant. Now, whenever I'm in a French restaurant, doesn't happen often, but I like to have escargot.
I knew you were going to say that.
I think snails are delicious. It's the finest, most delicious land mollusk.
But Charlie, they are so garlicky.
Okay, so anyway, I ate the snails. My wife said, your breath is unacceptable. You're not sleeping in the bed tonight. But my wife only eats raw garlic.
She probably has garlic breath.
She does, and I've never brought it up. And that's why I'm angry.
Please welcome back to the show, Charlie Pickering.
Fascinating insight into the home life of Charlie Pickering.
And they say romance is dead.
They say romance is dead.
You're very honest with each other. That's what everybody needs in all.
It's a reality show. It's a Kardashian-style reality show, The Pickerings.
Yes, The Pickerings.
Check in, see how what you're up to.
I just visualised that and like my heart stopped for a second. It was the most terrifying concept.
No, I thought you had a slight whimsical smile.
No, it's my wife who is... She's one of the smartest people on the planet.
She's so brainy.
She's like a PhD in law. She's a doctor and a lawyer at once,
and
right?
And a very successful author, by the way.
But she loves reality shows. So yes. I know that she would hear that and go, well, no, but yes.
Does her intelligence intimidate you?
No. No. I just gave up trying to win that a long time ago. And everything gets easier after that.
But I like the fact that, you know what, it really bugs me when people go, oh, I don't watch, I only watch the ABC. Oh, I don't watch reality shows. Well, why don't you? Because partly they're entertaining and it's been proven.
Great telly.
You don't have to, don't worry about it.
I'm one of the great minds of my generation, but I still like a little bit of Jackass. just a balance.
Can we quote you on that, Mr. Molloy?
A giant on the intellectual landscape.
Well, we always like biting off the big ones with you, and there's a huge story in town at the moment. Well, not in a town, it's world. It's world news. Oh, should I play my world news intro?
Oh.
No, don't worry about it. Too hard today.
You're testing, Dave.
But the biggest story in the world around the globe right now is coronavirus. Yeah. And it seems some people are writing this off, Charlie, as a flu. Hmm. Other people are going, no, there are quite serious repercussions coming down the pike here. I'm going to play a bit from The Daily today, which is the New York Times podcast. Forget the names of the gentleman in question, but you can.
Barbaro, is it?
I think so. Let's have a listen to the synopsis of the coronavirus.
Right now, the only measure we have for the death rate from this flu is a study that the Chinese did of the first 45,000 cases. And of those, 80% were mild, 20% were various degrees of seriousness, mm-hmm. up to critical and on a respirator and in organ failure, and 2.3% died. 2.5% mortality is about the mortality rate of the 1918 flu. Now, it's not the Black Death, and the Black Death, a third of the world died. But in 1918, not everybody died, but everybody knew somebody who died. I mean, my oldest friend's grandmother died. She was a young woman with two kids. She died. Another guy I talked to said, oh, yeah, my grandmother's sister died in that one. If things don't change, a lot of us might die. If you have 300 relatively close friends and acquaintances, six of them would die in a 2.5% mortality situation.
Wow.
That's an amazing statistic. Or great premise for a reality show. Because if you have 300 friends,
yes.
how do you decide which six die?
Tonight,
this,
one of my friends will contract coronavirus.
Yeah.
It's spin time to go.
It's like, the show is called The Host. And someone is a host of coronavirus,
well, someone,
and they will
yeah.
pass it on to someone.
If you've got 300 friends, you can afford
that
six.
Is a, well,
yeah. If you've got 300 friends, you can afford six for time.
That's like a guess you would have at an Italian wedding.
That's right. She's trying to make out the Pope's got it. You're trying to make it.
He could. He could. That story today.
I think he has. Milan is empty. Venice is empty.
But don't you think this is serious now? Like, this is a serious.
Okay, those numbers sound serious, right? But I started taking it serious yesterday when I read the news story that the head of the IOC, Dick Pound, who would have had a tough childhood, but Dick Pound came out and he said that they might cancel the Tokyo Olympics. And I was like, ring a siren.
Hang on, ring the bell.
This is serious.
This is serious. That is
the Olympics.
The Olympics, which have only ever been stopped for war, the Second World War and the First World War. Beyond that, rain, hail, or shine, get out there. Get out there nude with your discus.
Absolutely.
So no, that's a shock.
It is a shock. And it raises two questions. Mm. One, do we just run a Corona Olympics? And it is just how well can you compete with fluid on your lungs? Yeah. Like, okay, if it's rife in the athletes' village, because everything spreads like wildfire in the athletes' village.
It's the best of the best,
surely. And that's right. It's survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. So we either have Corona Olympics, which,
you tune in. Do you run in face masks?
Yeah, well, sir? Well, no, I don't think you're allowed. That's performance enhancing. but the other thought I had was, okay, what events can we run if coronavirus the only one I can think is fencing. Because you're basically, you've got a face mask, you're in a hazmat suit.
You're completely in a hazmat already.
So my approach is we either really get enthusiastic about fencing or you can compete in any sport you like in fencing equipment.
See, this is why we love your thinking. Mm. We love you on this show because that's what you give.
How much more exciting is water polo? I mean, water polo is good, but imagine it with swords. That's good business.
I seriously think you've got something going on.
Some of those Eastern Bloc countries, the former USSR mob, they've still got some scores to settle with some swords.
I love sword play. Never tire of it.
No, I don't tire of
it. If I was Zorro, everyone would be copping a Z in the ass.
Wow. So your Zorro you're thinking of is perhaps you in a booper.
I'm like a Mexican David Niven.
Dave, we're going to come back, Charlie, because we want to continue.
Charlie Pickering's with us.
Having fun.
Oh my God. Mm. Don't call me the fun police, will you?
Jeez. A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Charlie Pickering's with us in studio right now. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jeez. Okay, guys.
You came in a bit strong there.
Oh, God, you are critiquing every single one of my breaks today.
I'm not. Don't look at me.
Jane, help me out here.
What's going to happen Monday when we've got a whole new system? Listen, the ad will be out. People will be wanting to call in and tell us what they think.
Okay.
Now,
you've come on a good day, mate.
I came to give a bit of a public service. There are. Mm-hmm. I'm a bit into like Yelp reviews and stuff like that.
Into what reviews?
Like Yelp reviews.
Okay, can you explain what that is to me?
Okay, so there's an app called Yelp, and people review like restaurants or services in an area.
Gotcha. I thought it was only restaurants.
No, it's all sorts of things.
Is it?
Yeah, rub and tugs, everything. Now, is that too much?
It's not.
I can't believe you looked at me like I'd crossed a line.
What I did was, Charlie, what I did was I looked at Mick when you said that.
And he'd already started downloading the app, and we're in trouble.
I've already filed a review.
I am not judging you, Charlie Pickering. Relax.
I went to 11. I'm sorry. So
it's okay.
Anyway, I wanted to review Charles something. Here, by the way. What reviews do is they enabled you to choose something, a service.
Yes.
Without having to look. And so what I'm going to start doing on the show is do some reviews for things you might be looking for online.
That is an excellent idea.
And so today I am going to talk you through what are the best and worst Christian exercise video services on the internet.
Okay.
Right.
How do you know about that?
That's a great question.
How do you
given
know?
I'm not particularly Christian in any
way.
So I'm a lover of old game shows, and I was watching Bob Eubanks on
get
YouTube.
The dump button ready.
No, I'm totally relating to this. I share a great.
I was watching Bob Eubanks, the host of the Newlywed Game, a great American dating game show
from and like 100 years ago.
Yeah, and I was watching clips, and then this thing popped up, and it was Bob Eubanks Connections Christian Workout Video. And as far as I know, this is the first of its kind. This is your intro to the genre.
This is literally the first time this is played on FM radio.
Is Bob Eubanks telling you all about a Christian workout.
Now, if you're like me, you've tried all kinds of exercise videos. Well, now there's an exercise video that will change your life. It's called Connection. Led by Debbie James, Connection is a Christian exercise video. It will get your mind, body, and soul in touch with God. The exercises on Connection have been professionally designed to spiritually motivate you into shape.
Connection is fun, and the music helps make it fun.
I'll save you some time. The music does not make it fun. It does not.
So the link between religion, between exercise and being Christian, they're Christian exercises.
Well,
as opposed to what?
They're a bit thin on the ground for detail with the exercises.
That's right.
It's a load of fun and you love the music. Yeah, what are you
exercise
doing?
Exercise yourself. Well, that's the thing. It's different with every exercise. And what I think you can relate to here, Mickey, is I know that you would have been a fan of Aerobics Oz style.
It goes without saying.
Yeah. But the thoughts
those mini tramps were just genius.
Yeah, but the thoughts
gently bobbing up and down.
But the thoughts you had while watching it, they were the devil's work.
I have to say, when I was watching it, and someone on my own, and someone into the room, I go, "What? I wasn't watching it. I was just
flicking
around."
But
the devil's work.
So they were the devil's work. So the thing is, for the first up, I'll give you this. This is a bad example of a Christian workout video, where the exercise they've chosen, they've taken all the imagination out of it.
Right.
All right, these are three different workouts from Faithful Workouts with Michelle Spedafor. I think her name is Spedafor. And hear how much lack of imagination there is here. All right, listen to this.
Hi, I'm Michelle Spedafor, and I'm so glad you're working out with us at Faithful Workouts. With me today, I have Eileen and Paula, and she'll be showing you the moves from a chair today. Let's march it out. We only have 10 minutes, guys, so let's get started with some marching. Hi, I'm Michelle Spadafore with Faithful Workouts, and we're so glad you're working out with us today. With me, there's Paula, and she'll be showing you the low-impact option, Ron, and Gretchen. And watch for Gretchen for some extra challenges on some of the moves. Let's march it down.
Every workout is marching. That's all it is. That all it is, every workout is just let's march it out. Got to march now. Let's march for Christ.
One of the instructors doing it from a chair.
Yeah, that's right.
Did I hear that?
That's very low impact.
And it's faithful exercise.
I could take one of those classes from a hammock.
But they could still.
That's my workout video. It's all reggae music.
You still got VHS tapes, though, haven't you?
I do. I've got nude yoga and I've got cigar smoking yoga.
Ah, namaste.
Charlie, just moving on,
I just very quickly got to whip through this, all right? Because in the middle, the most enthusiastic is Paul Eugene, right? Although he doesn't really sell. This is Paul Eugene. He's a bit more energy. Have a listen to Paul.
We're going to go back to those lunges. More power, more energy, more praise, more thanks. 4, 3, everybody, let's go. Push.
Yeah, I don't like it because it makes it sound like more work. Not only do you have to lunge and lift, but you have to praise. It's too much work when you add God into it.
It's multitasking, you're exercising. Yeah. Charlie,
where can we see these?
So they're all on YouTube, right?
And Charlie, do you go down a YouTube well when
you start doing
videos, Christian exercise videos from the 70s and 80s?
Yeah, it's funny. I find this internet search history more embarrassing than when I've been going after porn. But I will play one more.
Yes,
I'm just trying. Okay,
can't get enough of it.
Let's play the first one here, Dave. Yeah. All right. This is, I think, the creme de la creme. Mm. This is Pray Fit 33-day challenge, and what they do is they just work scripture in that is relevant to whatever exercise you're doing, and just listen to how seamless this is. All right, get in.
Congratulations for taking the first step towards abundant health. You know, that first step is never easy. It wasn't easy for Peter to step out of the boat towards the Lord on the water. And it certainly wasn't easy for Joshua Jericho. You know, and speaking of Joshua, you two have walls to tumble. Walls of blood pressure and body weight. Everyone ready here? Everyone ready at home? The Lord bless you. In Jesus' name we train.
In Jesus' name we train.
Charlie, you have just, I'll tell you what.
Is he wearing leg warmers at least? Tell me he's wearing leg warmers.
If the networks want to know, if Channel 7 are worried about My Kitchen Rules, get them doing Christian cooking or something like that.
What shows you got up and running at the moment?
Pretty much nothing. I just recommend The Work of the Lord and Step Reebok.
God bless you.
Yeah, and Tom Gleason, Hard Quiz. I make that. Go watch that. It's really good.
Doing
it's
well
tame.
On the ABC.
It's a great show.
Good on you.
Fantastic, mate.
Charlie,
well done.
You never failed to surprise me. Thank you.
Coming up, The Song Whisperer.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Jane, the Song Whisperer.
It is a gender-bending head-scratcher today. Make no mistake, Jay Mueller joins us. Jay, the synopsis again, please.
This is a song about a thin, fresh-faced young man who embarks on a life as a blue-eyed, blonde-haired woman.
Jeez.
This new life is alluring and captivating for the men she encounters. Her new persona serves as her emotional protection and her salvation.
Mm. Looking behind you, there's just saying.
Oh.
What about, it sounds Bowie-ish or something.
It sounds gender-bending.
Gender-bending, but that's what Bowie did. He came out, he was a man.
Oh, really? Thank you for telling me that.
And then you wouldn't know this.
No, I didn't. I wouldn't know anything about David Bowie.
But then he came out, and what was his character?
Ziggy Stardust.
Ziggy Stardust. So Ziggy Jane, who's a character, like an alter ego.
Oh, thank you.
Played guitar.
Yeah.
I've got one called Mickey Stardust. You don't see her.
So I would like to see her with that makeup on.
You don't see her often?
The body suit.
No, but you would work
She's out and about.
You need to get a good haircut.
Yeah. Rebel. She'd get a good workout too.
Oh, my God.
Are we gonna,
Lee's on the line. Lee, let's take some calls. You reckon you know what it is?
Yep. I reckon it is Lola by The Kinks.
I do love this version too.
Oh,
great. That's the version.
It is a great
with
song.
The lyric, girls will be boys and boys will be girls, but it's not correct.
No.
Oh,
not The Kinks.
It's got to be close.
Could you do a synopsis one day that is Lola? I would like to hear
a Meatloaf song.
The world's not natural guy. Right. Hello, Lisa.
Hello.
Lisa, you've got this is a really good call, and it's by one of my favourite bands. Go ahead.
Okay, just want to say I love you, Three Amigos.
Oh, you're very kind, Lisa. Give her a prize, don't you?
Case of Brick Lane coming.
Case of Brick Lane coming your way. Pale ale for you.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
What do you got?
Come from the lyric, but I think I might be wrong now. The lyric was, you can imagine his surprise when he saw his own eyes.
Heart.
All I want to do is make love to you.
Did you say this is one of your favourite bands?
Heart is.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you loser. If you don't like Heart.
Not since Fleetwood Mac have you made such a woeful call.
Barracuda?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God, you idiot. You've got no idea. Yeah.
Come on, guys, we're on
it. It's not Heart.
We're on it.
It's not
Heart. Let's all straighten up a bit.
It's not Heart.
How'd you find Heart? Where'd you dig that out of?
Don't be stupid. You don't know. Oh, my God.
Have it in the library.
You know, Cameron Crowe was married to the lead singer of Heart.
Fascinating.
Sean's on the line. Sean, the Song Whisperer's here. Green Day tickets you can win. What do you think the song might be, buddy?
I reckon it's Behind Blue Eyes, Limp Bizkit.
Behind Blue Eyes.
Oh, yeah?
Wow.
A very popular choice. Lots of people guessing this.
Really?
It's melancholy.
Not correct.
Oh.
Not correct.
Oh. All right. Not correct. Break it to him gently.
Yeah.
I would have thought that was a good call.
Yeah. The Who did the original, by the way. That was Limp Bizkit.
Barracuda.
great song.
It is a good song.
You're not talking, Joan.
I'm about to cop a whack here.
No, I can't be bothered.
Bev's on the line. Bev, Song Whisperer, what do you think the song might be?
I think it might be Sweet Child of Mine by the Gunners.
I'm back now. That is a really good choice, Bev.
It is a good
song. Whisperer, what is the answer?
Nope. Sorry, Bev.
Sorry, it was Nancy Wilson was married to Cameron Crowe, by the way. Yeah. Great singer.
Very good. Well done. What about Steve? Steve?
Vicky.
What do you got, buddy?
Oh, hello, I'm here too, Steve.
Big butted in, sorry.
Thank you. Oh, what else is new?
No prize for you.
I'm going with a bit of funky cold Medina.
Oh, this feels good for a Friday, doesn't it?
It does.
This is good driving music.
Yeah.
In your car.
Tone low.
Does it fit the clue?
Yeah, it's a cowbell. Oh, my God.
Stop panicking. You're going to have a heart attack.
Oh, Mickey.
Funky cold Medina.
Yeah.
Not correct.
Oh, what?
I went to all that trouble.
Oh, hang on. Oh, here's Shane, you've got a suggestion, someone that I probably haven't heard of before.
Yeah. I'm aligned with Mickey there. Is it Rebel Rebel by Bowie?
Ziggy Stardust.
Yeah.
Rebel Rebel, your face is a mess.
Fabulous song. Not David Bowie. It's not the Thin White Dude.
Oh, not telling.
Rihanna. Oh, my God. I love your name.
Yeah.
By the way.
Great song.
Rihanna.
Thank you very much.
It's a good dancing name.
Yes, I beg your pardon. What do you say?
Please welcome to the main stage.
No, don't. Rihanna. Stop. Rihanna, I'm Rihanna. Sorry. I apologise. It's a beautiful name.
Thank you. That's
Rihanna.
To say.
Thank you.
It is nice.
What's
too.
Your suggestion?
I think it's Cherry Lips by Garby.
Oh,
Garby. Great song.
Incredible. Shirley Manson.
Why do you say that? What's your.
Yeah, what was the giveaway there for you? What do you think?
Just the lyrics. It just clicked with me. I love garbage, so I just thought straight away that
a delicate boy in a hysterical world.
You look
because
just
you look
like
just like a girl.
That's me.
Yeah.
Your baby blues. Oh, no, you've got very brooding dark eyes.
Dark pools.
Smoky eyes.
She's black. Correct.
Yes, you win.
You got it.
Yes.
Rihanna, tickets to go see Green Day, Weezer.
Well done, Rihanna.
All out, boy. Quick, play the song.
Thank you.
Here it
is. Can we play it? Let's
play
it.
Right now, this is Garbage, and it is Cherry Lips. Well done, Song Whisperer. Back next week.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Well done to Rihanna again, picking up tickets to go see Green Day with the Song Whisperer. It was Cherry Lips by Garbage.
Well done.
Kennedy Molloy.
Well done. They had to go.
Yeah, definitely.
David Bowie was very big in the 70s.
Really? Oh.
A bit of a game changer he was too.
Gosh. Yeah. Did he have like a vast career, like a long career?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
And he evolved? Started at one point and then moved on?
Considered quite a pioneer in any regards.
Did he do like a duet with Freddie Mercury?
Yes. Yeah,
he did. Yeah. He did a song about space.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Quite
gosh,
a
that's
thinker.
Interesting. I can't Bowie. Wait to
look,
have
I'll
a
tell
listen.
You what I'll do. I'll knock up a two-pager for you.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I'll go on YouTube and find out about him.
Hey, around this time each week, we do what we call the Week in Review.
Love the Week in Review.
Matty Dower, who works behind Maddie, the scenes well here, does an amazing job. Take a listen.
We started the week with Jane's prep reunion from the weekend.
First year of school, 13 girls all got together.
What is the point of that reunion?
Because it's a good milestone.
Do you remember any of them?
Yes, I do.
Oh, remember the days we used to share the crayons?
So we put the question out there.
Who went to your school?
Your illustrious partner.
Not Mick Molloy. Oh. Are you in prison right now?
No, I wore a uniform for the last 20 years. I can't be in prison.
There's a giveaway.
Yeah, that's how we keep running into each other.
I went to school in South Africa.
Yeah.
And Oscar Pistorius went to
my... Who was his prom date? He was quite lucky, I'd say.
I don't think she went to the toilet.
Triple M Brisbane's Nick Cody joined us. He's off the drink for a year.
I thought I'd be losing weight having no booze, but it turns out there's a lot of non-alcoholic things, like kebabs. but now I've gotten stuck into the non-alcoholic beers.
Drinking non-alcoholic beer would be like being in bed with a naked Angelina Jolie, but not being allowed to touch it.
God, your mind works.
Does that make sense?
Weird way.
In any way.
Pablo Escobar's abandoned guard hippos have been getting busy in Colombia.
Escobar's four hippos have multiplied to more than 80 living in the wild. Yes. It could reach thousands in the next few decades.
Hippo gangbang.
Which prompted the question.
How do hippos?
They don't do it underwater.
Why would you?
just well, not to about you in a spa.
Do they pop out a litter or is it one at a time?
I believe they have one calf at a time.
You're
generally
making stuff.
No.
And after a quick fact check from our producer, James.
Hippos do it in the water.
Bang. Duh.
Only once every 2 years.
So they're a bit frigid.
Takes a lot of effort, obviously.
I'd take
water.
That.
Ben Elton dropped by ahead of his tour of Oz.
People say to me, you're going on tour. Oh, you're brave. I say, wait. I said, well, you can't say anything these days, can you? Yeah. It's rubbish. Yeah. This idea that the world is being constrained by political correctness. Political correctness is just generally people having better manners. This is a right-wing trope, the idea that radical lefties are constraining intellectual freedom. Funny, then, how Trump, Morrison and Johnson all got elected within the same couple of years. It doesn't seem to me that the left is winning any intellectual debates
Thank
at the
you.
Moment.
And Mick shared his expectations of Ben's live show.
Do you come out of a giant clamshell with dry eyes?
No, that's tap dancers. I keep my giant clamshell for the bedroom, Mick, as you know. But no, there's no massive theatrical effects, and I hope that's reflected in the price, Mick. You know, I mean, the value added is very much in the intellectual content.
Following the success of Gwyneth Paltrow's
Smells Like My Vagina candle
and McDonald's
Quarter Pounder Scented Candle Pack,
I think we should officially release the Kennedy Mullow candle.
I have a urinal cake candle.
You have urinal cake, and mine was spray and white. Citrus with a hint of ammonia.
So our candle creation journey began with some fantastic listener suggestions.
Anuska thought the scent could be wine in a can mixed with the after scent of a conjugal visit. Gary, what is the scent of candle we should distribute?
Taxi driver.
Studio 10 correspondent Denise Scott joined us, who'd had a similar experience to Jane with A-ha's Morten Harket.
I'm not interested in music, for instance.
So you wouldn't describe yourself as ambitious?
No, we live in a universe where there is no sound and no light. It doesn't really exist.
Oh, my goodness. I feel like I need a whiskey.
And I'm thinking, what am I doing here? I don't know anything about music. And then it turned out Morten didn't know anything about music either.
A new Auntie Greta entered the scene.
A German girl who's about 19.
My name is Naomi Zeib, and I am a new member at the Heartland Institute. And I've got very good news for you. The world is not ending because of climate change.
And with Greta meeting with the world's other child hero, Malala, in the UK during the week.
We probably should speak to Greta. Greta Thunberg, are you there?
Yes, I am, Michael. We had some laughs, sure, Malala and I.
What did you have a laugh about?
We discussed married at first sight. You don't want to talk to Malala?
Apparently I do. Hello.
Hello, Michael. We're worried that Ed Cavalier will be off Dancing with the Stars.
Off Dancing with the Stars?
We're voting for him.
Is Naomi there?
Oh, guten Tag.
Well, you're from Germany. Were the Von Trapp family's Nazis?
No, I don't want to talk about that.
Can you put Malala back on, please?
Hello, Michael. We are very cross with this German girl who's jumped on board and hang on, I'll put on. Auf Wiedersehen, Michael.
Auf Wiedersehen.
We chatted with Jim Jefferies in LA.
Jay Leno is the nicest man in comedy, and when my father was out here, he actually brought me and my dad out to see the biggest private car collection of any car collection. So we went out to Jay Leno's garage. Jay was like, hey, it was great to meet you, Gary. Afterwards, we get my car to drive home, and my dad goes, geez, that was an experience you'd never experience anywhere else in the world. That was unbelievable. I said, wasn't that great, Dad? And he pulled out a pad, and he goes to me, what's his name again so I can write it down and tell my friends?
But with coronavirus fears heavily impacting some businesses in the community, we finished the week with this controversial but important message.
We went out to dinner the other night, and you took the last dump.
You are lying your pants off. Take it back.
Get down to your Chinese.
But, now you take all the glory.
I'll handle this.
Get down to Chinatown.
Oh, Jane's getting up. She's going
to... Now, you're getting all the glory. I was going to say, everybody's got to go to all the Chinese restaurants.
She's taking me.
Support your Chinese restaurants. Chinese community love it when people say that.
Get behind the Chinese community. Jane, you don't really show much interest, but I'd like to get everyone...
Everyone's got a Chinatown somewhere. Go and support your local Chinatown.
Well, don't say it like it's a foreign...
That's the week in review here on Kennedy Malloy.
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
Did you liken hippos having sex to me in a hot tub?
Yes, I did. After your disgraceful treatment of me this week.
Unbelievable.
Do you know what? I'm exhausted. I'm drained. I'm totally drained. When I just hear the way you speak, with no respect. No respect.
Jane.
What?
Yeah, you know I love you.
Oh.
Can I thank you? Because you filled in for me. You were very kind to me this week. I needed, for personal reasons, some time out.
I don't mind being kind to you because you're actually... I don't like to tell many people how nice you are. I want to keep up the facade. But tell me more about David Bowie.
I will.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Here comes the weekend, just about cooked for the day. Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
We have nearly finalised our candles. Jane's going over the final list now.
I am. I'm just getting...
Gwyneth Paltrow style.
Yes.
Make a call.
We've got a top four
so far.
Well, I won't say them yet.
Don't announce them now.
No, because we found a candle maker, candlestick maker.
Really?
Yes, and it's on the cards. And
I like it.
They have to brew it. They have to put it together.
Ooh, I love anything brewed. Jason's on the line. Jason, what do you think? What scent should our candle be?
Yeah. What about if when you lit a candle, it smelt like a just blown out candle?
I love that smell.
You're doing my head in.
I love that smell. Burnt out candle. Just burnt out candle smell.
Yeah. If you light a candle, someone says, someone just blow one out. You say, no, I just lit one.
You got it. Where are you calling from, Jason?
Echuca.
Mate, go over the road to Moama and put a bet on the lawn bowls right now.
Thank you, Jason. Good on you.
You'll get it. Awesome. I think we're done. Guys, we have to mention the ad.
Triple M ad's going to be shown during MAFS. Yes. You'll be really blown away because it's very different. It's fun. It's unusual.
You might be angry.
No, you won't be angry. You'll smile. You think, you know what? That's pretty out there, and I like it. And just think of, I wonder what the people who made that ad were on when they made it.
I wish I'd been at that meeting. I really do.
Me too.
And by the way, tonight there could be a promo on...
Look out on Front Bar. Oh, front Everybody's bar watching. Yeah,
exciting announcement it's tonight.
Coming up next series. Week, Anne Edmonds is going to join us. We've got Merrick Watts, Dave O'Neill, Andy Lee, Judith Lucy, superstars everywhere. That's from Monday. Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy.